A cold, wet growing season hampered grain shipments last fall. Kent Peeler is the CEO of Brennan Marine, a company that provides service to barge lines in the port of La Crosse. Peeler estimates the late season ended with grain shipments down 30% compared to 2008. He adds lock maintenance downstream prompted a late start to the shipping season this year. Yet Peeler says the bright side is early corn planting this spring, with the USDA reporting many areas in Wisconsin 70% or more complete.
There's a long ways to go yet in the growing season, but that could be very favorable for the farmers producing a record crop.
Which might in turn bump up the grain shipments?
Exactly.
Mark Fish is a farm service leader for Cargill in La Crosse. Fish says they had 10.5 million bushels of corn and soybeans moved through the port last year, down from 11 million in 2008. Fish says he expects they'll ship around 11 million again this year. However, he says they used to average around 12 million bushels.
There's ethanol plants that are in our draw area. We normally can pull grain about 100 miles. But with the ethanol plants popping up, there's additional demand for the corn. So that's why our volumes are down.
Meanwhile, corn may or may not be knee-high by the 4th of July. Farmers could see another cool summer this year. The National Weather Service in La Crosse predicts a 40% chance for below normal temperatures this summer and equal chances for it to be wet or dry. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.